So sometimes people who are not devotees, they don't have no sadhana, they don't have any siddhanta. They may exhibit more sadachar than even devotees. How is that possible? Yeah, many reasons. First reason is that our behavior is largely shaped by our culture and our upbringing. So some people may be born and brought up in sattvic environments, or some people may have lived sattvaguni lives in their past. So just because of their sattvaguna, they will be gentle, they'll be polite, they'll be thoughtful, they may exhibit more satachar than what devotees. Now, as devotees, some devotees may be coming from tamoguna or rajoguna. Now they are coming towards sattvaguna by the practice of bhakti. But still, the influence of tamoguna or rajoguna may still be there. So because of that, it may well work out that in terms of present status, sometimes non-devotees may seem to be better behaved than devotees. That's okay, that because the present behavior is not just a result of one's spiritual sadhana. It can also be, as I said, one's past swabhava, one's upbringing, one's culture. So it's not that just because a person is a devotee, a person will be good, and a person is non-devotee, that doesn't mean automatically they will be bad. It's a process. And if we keep practicing bhakti, if others keep practicing bhakti, even devotees will also start manifesting more and more sadachar. At one level, we should see that wherever there is good behavior, naturally we are attracted. And that, when we see non-devotees behaving well, we should think that, you know, if even without Krishna consciousness they can behave so well, then how much better I should be behaving. And we can take inspiration from them and we can move onwards. Yes, please.